The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Nicole May. She started Nicole's Cleaning 5 years ago in Arcadia, Washington. I think she does residential and commercial. She's here on the podcast. And that's all I know. I've got a very thin, you know, Nicole's playing it very close to the vest. What's going on, sister? What's going on in your world? How'd you get into cleaning? Give us a little bit about you.
Not much. It's Arcadia, Wisconsin, not Washington.
Man, so I'm illiterate. Let's start with that, because it says on my sheet, for those, this is where I'd like to go. That was my VA. She screwed me. It clearly says Wisconsin, and I just am illiterate. So anyway, continue. So she's not in Washington. She is in Wisconsin. Please continue, Nicole.
I got started like 5 years ago. I had done cleaning in the past for a company and then moved down to Arcadia from Hayward, Wisconsin. And I really didn't think that there was an itch for it around here. But I was a manager slash waitress at a restaurant, and people were asking me what I had previously done, and kind of started off by myself and grew from there.
So that sounds like you've got a team now. Do you do some of the cleaning, all the cleaning, none of the cleaning?
I'm trying to get out of doing cleaning, but yeah, I have a team that I'm putting together. I have probably 3 or 4 regulars, but I have right now part-time with full-time. There's like 12 of us.
So that's an interesting and fun stage to be. I'll give you a quick encouragement, and then I promise I'll answer whatever you want coaching wise. But certainly I get when we've kind of in that sub 5, like 2-3 helpers, maybe it's a friend or family or whatever, that we kind of have to get in and clean. When we get past 5, there's no reason we should be cleaning at all. So we can talk about that a different day, but I just want to encourage you. And we can even talk off air unless that's your question. But anywhere above 3, 4, 5 cleaners, there's no reason for you to have to be in. There's a systematic problem, not a, well, that's just how it is. There's no way to control it. There absolutely is. All right. That said, what's going on in your world? How can I serve you?
I'm kind of wondering, where I live at, I'm on like kind of the border of Wisconsin, Minnesota. So just wondering, do I upcharge then for Minnesota? Cause their cost of living is higher. Cause I've had a lot of people that tell me that I don't charge enough in Minnesota. So I don't want to keep screwing myself per se.
Good. That's step one. Let's not have the intent to screw ourselves. I can only imagine that turning out poorly. So you're on the right track, Nicole. Your instincts are serving you with don't screw self. That's a great start to any business. All right. I love that question because there's kind of some philosophic ways to look at business in there that I want to unpack that I think is going to be valuable for Cleaning Nation. I know is going to be valuable for you. So a lot of the stuff I coach are truths in business, right? If your financial model is broken, you're never going to be successful. That's not right. Mike's opinion. That's just math. You could agree with me or not agree with me, but you know, I'm now 7 stories up at our little condo we got here that we love. I can jump off believing gravity does not apply to me. I will hit the ground equally hard as someone that understands the laws of gravity. So much of the things I teach are truth. What I'm going to talk about today is Mike's perspective of I've spent the last 20 years buying, building, selling several multimillion dollar businesses. I've got some experience that served me very well, but there are other ways to skin this cat. Okay. So I just want to be clear kind of when I'm speaking truth and when I'm kind of giving Mike's opinion that is a great way to do it. And there are other great ways to do it as well. So philosophically for me, what works is I charge everybody the same based on my costs or my goals for business. And I don't go, well, this guy can afford, because again, we coach people that are just starting that are like driving Uber all the way up to multimillion dollar businesses. So we certainly would have the opportunity to be like, well, how big is your business and what's going on? And we'll charge you more. I'm not saying it's morally wrong or there's anything wrong with that. You can charge anything you want. For me, I just feel it's a little icky, right? Like, right. I don't want to be like, well, what's your credit score? How much money you got in your wallet? Like, that's just a weird, and again, totally okay. For those of you that do charge that way, please don't hear me judging you or saying you're wrong or you're bad. For me, I wouldn't sit well, right? I want to be able to look at you and you go, well, what'd that guy pay? What'd that guy, they all pay the same, right? Right. The right. one Yeah. We might grandfather people in that are like older client, not older, but like have been with us a while and they had a, or whatever, but it's never like, well, I like Nicole, so she gets this pricing, but I don't like Steve and he gets that pricing, or Steve's rich and Nicole's, but like, that's just, I don't know how you scale that way. Right. Could you imagine walking in the Mac store and they're like, what kind of handbag is that? And what, you know, what card do you like? Just, you can't scale. Like, it's like the computer's $1,500. I'm not really interested if you're able to, and they might go, well, in Malaysia, it's $1,000 because our cost there is this. And in the United States, but it's not so much their ability to pay, right? They're not going to be like, oh, in South Africa, they're broke, so we'll make it cheaper. They might go, they don't have enough money, we're not going to open a store there. But they're not going to be like, well, it has nothing to do. Larger scaled companies don't try and perceive what their customer could pay and then squeeze every bit out. I just want to charge a right amount to get a good profit and then make sure I'm good. So that said, we coach the 50-30-20, 50% cost of goods sold, 30% overhead, 20% profit. So if it costs you $100 and you charge $200, wada bang, wada bang, right? If it costs $100 in labor, you charge $200, that'll leave $60 for overhead and $40 for profit. So if my costs are higher somewhere else, I shall charge more. So if I'm like, hey, I pay a flat 5-minute fee or 10-minute fee for everyone in kind of our regular trading area, because the average drive time 7 minutes, you know, it takes. So I just pay 10, right? Always kind of give a little bit of benefit to your thing. In here, you get two options. One, you can hire there, which is if you're going to have a real thing, and that's what I would just do. Or two, like sometimes people live in a city where there's labor and it's like San Francisco's like this. You kind of have to import labor. No one can afford to live in San Francisco proper at $20 an hour or whatever. And I'm not saying pay cleaners $20 an hour. In San Francisco, cleaners make $20 an hour, right? So if we're not in this crazy city like San Francisco, don't write down $20 an hour. But you have to import them from the suburbs, right? So, but yeah. The thing is, your competition all has that same barrier, and that no one can live in San Francisco where you're renting a room for $3,000 a month on $20 on the cleaner's wages. They got to be in for somewhere else. So if that's not the case, right, I'm going to hire locally. So like, oh, I'm in Wisconsin, I could be in Minnesota. If each have a similar pool of clients and customer and employee base, I'm just going to hire here, right? But if I can't, for whatever reason, San Francisco thing, like there's no, this is a rich area, nobody can afford to live there that cleans, I have to import in for 30 minutes, then I'm going to just charge, I will charge extra for that. But it's because my cost is going up, has nothing to do with that's a richer area, they can afford it more, any of that nonsense. And the benefit is, so many of our clients, I'm going to give you guys some free coaching here. This is, if you were going to pay me, the first thing we would do, or not the first thing, but the first, one of the first three things we would do is look at your profitability per customer. And I'm shocked at how frequently customers, I was just talking about this podcast the other day, how customers, I get it if all of your customers were profitable or all unprofitable because you just had a system of pricing. It never happens that way. They're like, this guy's making a 20% cost of goods sold. I'm making a ton of margin. This guy's a, I've literally seen 120% cost of goods sold where it's like, I literally charge this guy $500 a month. It costs me $600 payroll. Never mind overhead. And they're just all over the board. It's because people make decisions based on emotion, or if this is an old lady, I have to charge her cheap. This guy's rich, I can do that. His budget's that. He yelled at me and said that was too expensive, so I did a different, and it's this emotional thing. But the problem is labor's not emotional, right? Like payroll, it's $10, whatever you're paying, you're paying. You can't go to the lady, well, I felt a little poor on payroll, so I didn't pay. Like, it's math, man. Whatever the hours are times the rate, you got to pay it. So our, same with your workers' comp. You're like, well, I feel, like, I don't care what you feel. This is what it costs, right? Because they're all doing math when they come up with their, you know, your labor is like, I need, if you pay me $6 an hour, it's not worth it. I'll sit on my couch at home. If you pay me $14 an hour, now I'll come do it. There's a math involved to it. If we just go on feeling, well, I like you or I don't. So if our expenses, overhead and labor and all that is going to be based on math, are the way we price has to be based on math. And if you put into it, well, how much money does that guy have? How much do I like? And how fancy is their house? You're handicapping yourself, because then you're going to have highly profitable and highly unprofitable customers, and you won't be able to scale, because every time you get a customer, it could be two steps forward, three steps back, because he's unprofitable. And then other profit customers are wildly profitable. And we don't know which is which. So you asked a very short question. I give a very long, boring answer. Talk to me. Follow-up questions, thoughts, where are you at?
No, they kind of hit it on the nail. I just had another cleaner over in the area, and she kind of called me out and told me I wasn't charging enough. And I was like, I don't, I work in both states, so I kind of want to keep it flat I don't want the hassle of trying to overcharge, undercharge.
Let's do a quick role play here. So I'll just tell you, any of you guys are like, oh man, I like Mike. I want to do coaching. Great. Get out your check, but it is not cheap. We are expensive. So call me up as a coach who lives down by the river and charges a nickel and a hug for a coaching session and tell me I'm too expensive.
So I saw that you had advertising and I believe your cost is way too much.
Yeah, well, I'm rich and you're poor and I don't give two craps about what you think. What's next? And we changed hundreds of lives transformationally. We've made millionaires out of there. You ain't done nothing. So once you learn what you're doing, give me a call. Until then, shut up and sit down. Good?
Good.
Okay. So I don't know that I'd be that rude to somebody, but that would be my positioning. I know that we're better than everybody out there. I wildly say I've forgotten more about how to grow a cleaning company than I believe most 99.9% of the human beings walking the earth know. We change lives and we've got hundreds of transformational. I'm out of cleaning. I'm retired. My family and I took our first vacation. My kids can go to school. I know what we know. I know you, if you're calling, going, oh, you're too expensive, bloke. Can't change lives. You know what you're doing. You're broke. So right. You know how many votes you get in my world? Not a one, not a half a one, not an iota of a vote. It's like the fat guy calling the rip guy going, hey, you only show you how to do bicep curls. Like, pass. I'm good. I don't need any of your nonsense. So be okay with you. Go ahead and do what you think. And you run your business and you want to charge a nickel or a billion to us between you and God and your client. You get no say. It's the blind leading the blind. Broke people trying to tell broke people what to do. Don't listen to broke people. Unless you want to be a broke person and then go, hey, how do you be broke? He'll tell you exactly what to do or she'll tell you exactly what to do.
Right.
And this works in reverse, by the way. Rarely do I hear the ovaries on this chick to call you or the balls on this guy to call you and go, your pricing is too high. Rarely do I hear that. It's mostly, I looked at other people's pricing and I called and I got, you know, I'm very sneaky and I didn't, who gives two craps? Ask me what my fellow coaches charge. I don't know. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I know what I need to charge to get the transformation that we provide. And maybe other people pay more, charge more. Doubt it. Maybe they charge less. Probably. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. They're selling. I don't even care. You want my service is what it costs. If they want Nicole and her team and the culture and the result that you bring, they're going to pay your price, lady. And if I think it's too much or too little, I don't get a vote. And it's your right. competition. How much do you think she's trying to help you anyway?
It's true. I did have where one of my regular customers, she had told me, because she usually will leave me a blank check. I go in there, I do what I need to do. I rate it up and go about my day. And she called me out and said that I wasn't charging enough. She was like, I do not want you to write on that check anything less than this. You do an excellent job. You come in, you get it done. You have your workers that come in here. They get it done. Everything is great. You need to charge me more. And she lives in Minnesota. So then I was like, wait a minute, am I not charging enough?
Let me blow your mind a second. We consistently, once you come into our program, one of the first three things we do is have you look at and really understand what your profits are and make sure before we help you build your business. Mm-hmm. What good is it if you have an unprofitable business and we help you double it? You just lose money faster, right? So that's one of the first things we have you do. Some people don't need to raise prices at all. Some a little, some need massive change. Good thing is based on math. So we don't care. We're like, we know this is the right answer. So if a client's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I'm not going to pay. Good. Then quit. I don't know what to tell you. Piss off. Like we're done. Believe it or not, the vast majority, they're all going to quit. You don't understand. This is 100% price. I have to double my price. Like if they were that cheap, they have to go way up. All sorts of crazy. They're going to punch me. They're going to hate me. They're going to tell God that I'm a sinner. Like, I don't know what they think, but they're just like, they have all this crazy. I've been with this lady since the beginning of time. You know, she's 100 and on pension and she can't afford, there's all this. For those of you that are not watching, Nicole smiling, cause she's like, damn it. He's been listening to my conversations. He's wise to me. I've done this a couple times. So that's what they believe. We've done this over and over and over and over and over. And that's why we have mindset coaching with it, as opposed to me just yelling at you to do it. We actually have coaches to help you really understand and embrace it. But I'll give you the data, which is what I get excited about. 90%, we've never had anyone go worse. So really there's only one or two things. And again, maybe if you have one client that was bad and they quit, I guess that could technically be worse, but it's scale. When we're doing this with a real company with lots of people and there's a number, law of averages, right? One of three things. One, you're doing a terrible job. and you've got the wrong customers because you suck at your job. Of course we need to get that fixed, right? If you're going to, we don't have any coaching for, hey, I'm really crappy at cleaning. I'm not good at providing a result for people. Help me build a business. I'm like, we step one, stop sucking at your job. You got to like, we got to do it. And we'll help you hire and all that sort of stuff. But if you're just like, I'm really not interested, I don't care. Well, then we can't help you. So let's assume you're good at your job, right? We have to, if you suck at your job and you raise prices, yes, people will probably quit, but they're quitting because you suck at your job and you just gave them an opportunity. Don't be fooled into why they're quitting. Two, here's what happens. Typically 10%, 10 to 20% of the people, depending on how bad the prices are and how much they like you, literally 10 to 20% will go, exactly what you did. Nicole, you've been cleaning for years. You do a great job. I felt guilty. I've been waiting for you to raise prices. That isn't, and everyone is shocked when it happens. It is not uncommon. Again, it's usually 10 to 20%, depending on how badly your price is and what kind of relationship you have. Probably 60% go, okay. Like, that's it. We think they're going to freak out and scream. And they go, yeah, fine. I don't, whatever. I'm like, okay. That's yeah. And then the remaining 10, 20% will go, we coach you to be like, great. We're going to do it typically 30 to 60 days in the future. We give them, you know, professional, give them a minute. That's fine. That's fine. We're going to continue at the same price until this. You're going to sign a paper now, changing the price. And anytime before that, just call and cancel. And, you know, you can wait and keep getting the same price. And for, you know, typically the first of the next month or the month after, just call us and can't, then they forget and you just go on. And even though they grouse, they still do it. 0 to 10% will quit. And 98% of the time, the person I'm working with will go, I hated that guy. If I had to pick someone to quit, I was hoping that guy would quit. Never is it my favorite client quit. It's always my favorite client, totally understood. So it's kind of like that. The fear is the problem, not the problem, right? We think that they're going to tear our eyes out. And then when we actually do it, it's like, oh, it worked out. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, rude remarks before we wrap this thing up, sister?
No, I think you kind of hit it on the head.
The head is where we are looking to hit. All right. If you would like more help, more coaching, more support, again, we have an entire team of people. This is what we do all day, every day. All we do is help owners of cleaning companies grow. If you need more help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I would sign up for our free masterclass that's got the 5 shifts that you need to make. It's like, I don't know, 40, 50 minutes long. It is the best. We've got thousands of hours of content. That 50-minute free masterclass is the best place to start. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.